That'll get you going if you're having a hard time this morning. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know me well enough to know by now that I like to pick a little dog song for when I have our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter here. This is our time for the Santa Rosa County Update. Randy Lambert is here. He is, I guess we would jokingly call him the Grand Poopaw. He is the director, the chief of animal services for Santa Rosa County. I've become very fond of Randy because they do such a tremendous job with the animal shelter, animal control, all the things that they do for animal welfare in Santa Rosa County. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to
How
see
you.
I'm pretty good. I kind of like the fact that it's raining today.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
I did have to drive over here. So
well, that's true.
In the
rain. That's true. But it's kind of a little break.
It's a little warmer than it has been, but it's kind of cool.
Well, get ready because it's going back down as soon as this front moves through.
Right.
Going back down in the morning. Yeah. So, well, I know because I'm a big fan of your Facebook page. So I keep up with you guys throughout the time in between our visits. So there's a lot going on. So let's get to it.
Absolutely. Biggest thing that's got me a little bit concerned right now is tomorrow we're going to do another one of our community cat days. And what does that mean? We're going to take in 50 community cats, which are feral community cats, not owned cats, not a cat that you have in your home. Unowned cats. We'll take those in tomorrow. We have traps that you can use. You can come in and put a deposit down at $65. You put that deposit down either with cash or check, and we will literally hand you back your check, and we will literally hand you back the actual bills that you put the deposit down. We just paperclip them to your trap agreement. And then from there, you can rent the trap, take it home, trap the cat. And we are allowing up to 3 per Santa Rosa County citizen to bring in tomorrow. They have to be in a trap. They have to be in a cat trap. If you bring it in a carrier, we are not able to take that because we're not able to sedate that animal in a carrier or in, and it can't be in, some people have squirrel traps, which are a little smaller, and the cat's not able to stand up inside of there.
Right. That makes sense.
And after surgery tomorrow, the cat will spend the rest of the day and the night in that trap. We keep them overnight to make sure everything's all good
with
them.
And this is for spay and neutering, by the way.
Spay and neuter. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
that's okay. Exactly, yeah. Just want to make sure people knew what was happening.
Yeah, TNR is what we're doing.
Okay.
Trap, neuter, release. And, you know, from there, people come back Friday morning, pick them up between 9 and 10, take them back where they got them from, let them go, and they will live happily ever after.
Now, do you do anything else with them? Do you do the ear tip thing?
Absolutely.
Okay, so maybe talk about that too.
That's a great indicator of has this animal been altered? Has it been spayed or neutered? Is this, if that left ear is tipped? Another thing we'll do is we'll give it a rabies shot.
That's great.
We give it a 3-year rabies shot.
That's great.
So it gets vaccinated for 3 years. The next thing is we just give it a general overview of what's going on. Check this animal out. Just make sure it's good. Every once in a while, we get somebody who's got a bad wound or something, or maybe a bad eyeball or something.
Right.
And
they're living in the wild.
Right. Exactly. Our veterinarians will, you know, check them out, see what's going on with them. If they feel confident about letting them out, we'll let them go back the next day. Or we may just hold on to them for a couple more days just to make sure they're okay.
That's so great.
But hanging out in a shelter for any animal is no fun. For a feral cat, hanging out in the shelter is no fun. they do not like that at all. Once they've
been the hippies of the cat world,
right? Exactly. Yeah, and honestly, it makes it really unsafe for our employees because you're having to clean and feed. I mean, yeah, they're feral cats, but we still have to feed them and clean their kennels that they're in. So we have some ways to work around that, but yeah, it can be a challenge.
But the fact that you'll take care of 50. It's incredible.
Yeah, we will do 50. We're going to open up and start intaking around 8 o'clock. We usually try to start just a little bit early.
Is it walk-in or do you need to make a reservation
it's
or appointment?
Walk-in only.
Okay.
Walk-in only. It's first come, first serve. We do ask that you bring them in the trap, cover the trap up, the cape. Keep that anxiety down.
Mm-hmm.
Put in a blanket or a towel over the trap helps tremendously to keep the cat calm.
Because the traps are open.
Yeah,
they're like open.
Yeah, you can see through.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, get there. You can keep them in the car, in the back of your truck. You don't. People had been lining up with the cats, and we don't need the cat out on the sidewalk to hold your place. You can, the human can hold the place. And then generally what happens in the morning, I'll get out there and I'll kind of do a preview of all the cats, let everybody know what's going on. Some of the people are regulars, some of them are newcomers to this. So we, I'll talk to everybody and check out all the cats, make sure that they're old enough and big enough. They got to be 3 pounds. Which is about 3 months plus. Mm-hmm. So they have to be relatively well. They don't have to be like tip top shape, but they have to, if they're really ill, we're going to hang on to them and nurse them back and then spay or neuter and then let you take them back.
Gotcha. Okay. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this morning is Randy Lambert with Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Got a great text that just came in from one of our listeners. So you trap a cat. How do you tell the difference between a house cat and a feral cat? I mean, the average person is probably not wanting to catch their neighbor's pussycat.
Exactly. We run into that a lot. It's a great question. I got a phone call, a couple of days ago that somebody was really upset that a cat had came on their property and was mingling with their cats.
Uh-huh.
They're indoor cats.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm like, well, if your cats are inside, how is an outside cat mingling with them? And the woman, oh, I'm sorry, the person, the person explained to me that, oh, well, mine are indoor cats, but I let them out sometimes. And then my next question is, well, are you feeding them? Well, of course I feed them outside. Oh. And I'm like, well, that's why these other cats are coming, is to get the food.
Right.
If you don't want them there, then don't put the food out. And then the raccoons don't come and the possums don't come and the everything.
All the critters.
All the critters.
Right.
So anyway, just probably the best way is.
Wouldn't they have a collar if it's a.
They could. I mean. They could, but not necessarily. I would think just their demeanor or how they are in the trap. Let me tell you, sometimes I see some of these cats come in and they look like they have gone a few rounds with Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson because their noses are so busted up from trying to get out of the trap. A house cat is probably just going to hang out in the trap and be like, hey, what's going on? But a feral cat's going to be like scared of you and trying to get away, but in the trap.
Right.
And can't.
Right.
So that's probably the best way. Yeah, you probably don't want to trap your neighbor's cat. That's probably not great. But we have a waiver that you're signing saying that this is a feral cat. This is not an owned cat. And you're going to take it back where you got it from.
Right. Okay. Great question. If you've got a question for Randy, please text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. How can people, real quick, we're going to take a break here, Randy, but how can people find out more? By going to your website and Facebook pages?
Absolutely. The Facebook page is an awesome site to go to get the current information about where we're going to be in the next few days, any events that are happening at the shelter, for example, Community Cat Day, or you can just give us a call at the shelter, 850-983-4680.
Okay, we're talking with Randy Lambert with Santa Rosa County Animal Services. We will be back in just a moment on Pep Talk. And we're back with the Pep Talk Pensacola's expert panel. Randy and I are so bad. I apologize. We just start talking about all kinds of things here. Okay, let's fill in everybody but with some of the things we were talking about. Wink, wink. We've got some dogged situations. Now, how are we looking in terms of the strays that you have at the shelter? Because when we talked a while ago, it was pretty full.
Yeah, the dog situation, it's always a challenge. We stay pretty full there. And here's the thing. I hear this a lot. I see this a lot. I read this a lot. I read a lot of stuff on Facebook, and then I have to put my phone down. If you're in a situation and you own a dog or cat, and you're in a situation where you may not be able to take care of this dog or cat, you probably know that before noon today. Mm-hmm. You probably know that. So if you're getting the vibe, the feel that something's going to cause you to not be in the home that you're in, and you're going to have an issue with this dog or cat having a place to stay with you because you're going to struggle for a place to stay, reach out to us. Mm-hmm. We may not be able to help you today, but we can get you lined up and get you on our radar we hate saying no, but we can't say yes every time at 4:30 in the afternoon when you right. come to the shelter and you're like, look, I just got evicted and I got to move to California and I got to give up my dogs. And mm-hmm. My next question is, California doesn't have dogs? They don't allow dogs? Sorry. That's the question in my head. Sorry.
Right.
But no, give us a chance. Mm-hmm. Don't just thrust this on us.
Last minute. Right.
Please, I understand it's stressful. I'm sure that you're going through this. And on the flip side of that, when you see a dog walking down the road, don't assume that it's lost. Mm-hmm. It may just be on its rounds that day.
Right.
Most dogs go 5 to 7 homes away from its home. Cats are more like 3 to 5 mm-hmm. homes. What I would ask you is the dog impeding traffic? That's a concern. You need to give us a call.
Right.
Is the dog or cat, well, cat could be impeding traffic too, but is the animal impeding traffic? Is the animal look sick or injured? Mm-hmm. If it's neither of those three things, it's probably on its way back home.
So where in Santa Cruz County do you have leash laws?
Wow.
Because does that help? That would help people know? Or?
Let's see. We only have about 12 more minutes.
Because that's what's confusing to me, because I'm assuming if I see an animal loose,
right.
then maybe they're a stray.
Right.
Because I'm assuming they're going to be on a leash if they're owned.
Right. So I'm going to contrast Escambia County to Santa Rosa County.
Okay.
From north to south, east to west of Escambia County is leash law.
Okay.
And it is spotty at best in Santa Rosa County.
Okay.
There are areas of the county where just a street will be leash law.
Really?
And for huge, vast areas around it are not.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. The cities, the towns are, for mm-hmm. the most part, but then you have these little spotty couple of streets or maybe a neighborhood or something like that to where they are. So it's very difficult. If you have a question about whether or not this is a leash law area, go to our website, the santarosa.fl.gov, and there is, and go to animal services, and there's actually a link there where you can type in an address and it will tell you, is that a leash law area?
Okay. All right. We're talking with Randy Lannenberg with Santa Rosa County Animal Services. We will be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Randy Lambert about animal services in Santa Rosa County. And it's hard because people do have good intentions.
Absolutely.
Really, they really want to do the right thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it can be very difficult to try to walk somebody through that, hey, wait a minute, you just picked up this dog and it lives 3 doors down
mm-hmm.
and you brought it from Navarre to Milton.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Right. So, you know, so that's a challenge. One piece of advice to every pet owner is get your animal microchipped.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing some microchip clinics at the shelter soon. Not ready to announce those yet, but we'll be doing those soon.
Best way to find out would be what? Social media?
Yeah, we'll post it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we'll be back through here again, and we'll let everybody know that way. We'll try to let everybody know really far in advance. The cost will be $10 for a microchip.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, shop that.
But here's the key. You have to register.
Absolutely.
Because that's what a lot of people get microchipped, but then they don't go online and register.
We see tons of that. So mm-hmm. we've set up our system that when we adopt something or even when we just microchip something,
right.
we register it for you. It does it automatically.
That's great.
Updates through our system mm-hmm. around 1 o'clock in the morning. It shoots all that information out.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, because it's useless without that.
That's really good, but so important these days.
Absolutely. So we have a few events coming up. Let's see. Friday, our big day tomorrow is Community Cat Day. We still have, what do we have? We have 23 traps left. If anybody's still in need of a trap, it's a $65 deposit.
How late are y'all open today if someone wanted to stop by?
Today is our late day. We're open till 6:30
today. Oh, perfect.
Today. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So we have 33 traps left. And then Friday we will be at the Milton Library from 2 to 3. And then Saturday we're going to be at Petco in Pensacola from 2 to 4.
Now, will you bring some adoptable animals there?
what's the point of coming if we don't bring animals?
I just paid to ask the questions, my friend.
No, absolutely. We'll be bringing, typically we don't bring cats or kittens.
Right.
We bring puppies and dogs is typically what we bring. But yeah, we'll have both puppies and dogs there. Another big thing that we're doing, started off last week, we're doing what we call Kindness to Animals, which is where we visit all the fifth graders in the county, in Santa Rosa County, and we give a presentation to them. We started off, I can't remember the school we started off at. There's a lot of schools. We're in J today. This afternoon we'll be in J presenting to them.
Teach them about being kind to animals.
Exactly. How not to approach.
Yeah.
Different things like that.
Oh, that's great.
We kind of dabble a little bit on why you should spay and neuter. But they are fifth graders.
Could be confusing.
Yeah, we have to tiptoe through that a little bit. But yeah, I mean, it's a great course. Great support that we get from the school board to let us go out and do that. I think it's, you know, getting in there at the fifth grader level, you know, they listen without making a lot of jokes. So it's kind of a good sweet spot on the age to be doing that. Our wish list Wednesday.
That's today.
Yeah. Just came out a little bit different. It came out just a couple minutes ago, I believe. So if you feel like you would like to help us in some way, we post things on there that are things that we really need.
And is that on the website? Or is that the Amazon wish list?
It's on the Amazon wish list. Right.
Okay. Which is great because I say this all the time. If you're in your car right now, you can go to that, order something, pay for it, and it'll be there on their doorstep the next day.
So if you want to see the list of what we're asking for today, that is on Facebook, and it should have posted just a couple minutes ago.
Excellent. Okay. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with Randy Lambert and Santa Rosa County Animal Services on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking to Randy Lambert with Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Just a couple minutes left, Randy. What else have you got going on?
Just want to talk about, we talked about the wish list Wednesday, but some other ways to help the shelter out is we do a program called Doggy Day Out. You come in and we pair you up with a dog for a little while. You take it out for the day, take it to your home or out for a ride and go get a pup cup, whatever it may be. But that gives us a lot of valuable insight on how the animal acts when it's outside of the shelter.
Right. I have a feeling, though, if I do Doggy Day Out, it's going to be Doggy Come Home with Meg Day.
So that's actually part of the volunteer program. And, you know, volunteering can be anything from, we need lots of volunteers. I recently heard about one of the shelters in the south part of the state that has over 200 volunteers.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Anyway, they you can volunteer in all kinds of ways. You can do clerical work. You can answer our phones at the front desk. Yesterday, Dr. Megan Webb came in and volunteered and helped out with spay and neuters yesterday with Dr. Sarah.
Wow.
Did a phenomenal job. 36 babies went home yesterday to their new homes, got adopted yesterday.
Wow.
So that's phenomenal. You know, it's just, if you want to help out in some way, you know, just let us know. You know, we can pair you up with something. Is it doing laundry? Or because we go through a ton of laundry. And fosters. We need fosters. We have really struggled with puppies this year. And the fosters really help us out tremendously. And fostering isn't like, oh, you got to get them till they're 2 months old. No. You could foster just through the weekend. That may
see,
be
that's
tremendous.
So helpful.
And we give you everything. We give you everything. Some fosters are like, oh, no, I can't afford the food. No, we're going to give you the food. We want them to eat this food. We're going to give you a bed for the puppies to sleep in, a crate for them to sleep in, whatever it may be, toys. And, of course, we're taking care of all the veterinarian needs. But, yeah, it's a great program also. And again, there's no specified amount of time that you have to be able to do it. It can be for a night or for a week or for a month or whatever it may be.
Right.
Wow. So again, tomorrow, Community Cat Day, it's a big day. We're going to try to do this. I haven't announced this. We're going to try to do this every Thursday in February.
Wow. Okay. So take advantage of that.
50 cats.
Okay.
We're going to try to do
a big goal.
It's a big goal. We're going to try to do
just
50
in time
cats.
For kitten season.
Exactly. You nailed it. Exactly. You know what's coming.
I know
we're trying
what's
to
coming.
Stop it.
Okay. Give us all your information again, Randy, in case folks want to help out.
Yeah, sure. You can come by the shelter, 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton. or you can give us a call at 850-983-4680, or you can look us up on Facebook, Santa Rosa County Animal Services, or you can go to our website, which is the county website, santarosa.fl.gov.